Oh, I've had a frightful time with these Oklahoma towns and Oklahoma cities. I came down and the spring after I got here, they asked me to assist in graduation exercises. They wanted me to read names and call towns. You read the student's or the graduate's name and then read the name of the town that he came from. And oh, I had a terrible time. Things like Visalia and Okemah and Tallala.
Tologa.
And Tologa. Those poor people up in the audience really suffered through that, I'm sure. I know I did. Next time I asked President Wilhelm to pronounce a list of them for me. He's a whiz. He went right through it. Let's see. When you got plumbing, did you have those things over the sink? Obviously you did. That's a silly way to put the question.
Faucets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call them when they're out in the yard?
Hydrant.
You call them faucet out there too?
Well, I call them a hydrant. Yeah, and I used to in the yard. Yeah, there's faucet, be a faucet anywhere, but I'd call it a hydrant out in the yard.
That's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, did you ever have one of those great big round steel things that you could roll with a stick?
Hook?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that I did. I might have had. But
where did the kids get those?
Well, they get them off of barrels. Barrel of hook.
Uh-huh. And when you drove the buggy, what did you use to stir up your horses?
Buggy whip.
Uh-huh. Did you use that, or was that just for show?
No, you just wear them out a lot of times.
Did they have oxen around here?
What?
Did they have oxen around here?
My father, when I was a kid, had a couple of yoke of oxen. And after that, there was another man on the creek who used oxen, but not many of them here.
Did they use a whip with those, too?
Well, they used yoke of oxen. I don't know. I don't know whether they had oxen or a... some kind of a stick or something. That's long ago, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a small kid.
I know in some places they use a goad.
Maybe that's what they called it, I don't know.
What did you get your provisions in when you went to the store? Did they always come in a box for you? Or?
Yeah, they did in those days. Of course, in a wagon and a box or sack.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get pickles in a keg. Pickles. Keg of kraut, a case of corn, or a case of tomatoes, you know.
No, you didn't buy it by the piece.
No, buy it by the case.
Uh-huh. What do you call that when you buy things in large quantities?
Well, it'd be a case of corn, it'd be a case of tomatoes, maybe it'd be 24 cans. Dried fruit, we'd dry that, buy that maybe in a box of dried fruit. They put it up wooden box. They don't use that anymore. Wood's too. You guys use, of course, the carton, as they call them now, or pasteboard.
If they have wood, they sell them back.
Yeah.
Did they have fruit trees around here?
People well, we had some, planted some, and had a few peach trees and apple trees down here in the old orchard, we called it, in those days.
Now, you mentioned things came in a sack. Was that paper or was that cloth?
Cloth. It was a gunny sack. No, they didn't have very many paper sacks. You get sugar in a what they called a gunny sack. Some people call it a tow sack, but I always call it a gunny sack.
Was tow sack common in this area?
No, it wasn't. Everything's a gunny sack here now. There's some first people I've heard say tow sack was either from Tennessee or Texas. It's a tow sack.
Is it common here now?
No, it's a gunny sack. Well, I don't know. I don't know when I've heard anyone say tow sack, but not very many say gunny sack, just say sack.
Yeah. We have those in Stillwater for our garbage. The city gives them to us every Wednesday and then picks them up when they're full.
I don't know. A gunny sack?
Uh-huh.
I do.
Great, big things. I've never seen any this large. They're about that deep.